We are here at the 2000. Come on in a little bit here, okay. Andrea. All right, we don't want to lose you. We're right here. We like you. All right, hang
Thank
on.
Thank you. We are. Being on. It's fun. We always have a good time.
We always enjoy having you in.
We always have a good time.
Indeed, that's right. So, we got to stick together.
I agree.
And we are sticking together here at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis.
I know.
Thank you.
We're in St. Louis. Congratulations. We're both here, same time zone. We made it.
We made it to the Midwest.
We made it to the Midwest. We're excited to be here this
Indeed.
Week.
So how's the conference going for you so far?
Oh my gosh, it's been fantastic. Yeah. So I don't know if viewers know this, but this is actually our biggest member forum ever for PSCU.
That's what I heard. You guys sold out?
For 40 years. Wow. Yes. Sold out capacity. If you go upstairs right now into our reception, busy, and there are expo, product people, technology. It's been awesome.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's been just total joy of engagement the entire conference. Well, and our speakers have been amazing, too.
Oh, my gosh. I was about to say, yeah.
We've had some really, really awesome speakers. I don't know if you've had a chance to go to some of the sessions, but they've been great.
Maybe later this afternoon when I have a couple of breaks here. But,
Absolutely.
Definitely get over.
Well, speaking of sessions, you were in the Women's Leadership Breakfast.
I was in the Women's Leadership Breakfast this
morning.
With
Soledad O'Brien.
She was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of her.
She is great, and she is just as wonderful on stage as she is off stage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she was talking to us today kind of about her career, how she got started,
right.
And then it's really all about mentoring, mm-hmm. and that she had a lot of women mentors along the way that got her where she was. She talked about how Katie Kirk, early in her career, was kind of one of those women that would tell her, maybe you shouldn't wear that on camera. Maybe you should wear a different dress. And so now she specifically wears black dresses on camera so that no matter where she is, it's her. It's part of her brand.
Okay, gotcha.
And so she said, you have to be who you are. You got to be your authentic self. Mm-hmm. So whether you're talking to people off stage, off camera, you never know who's around. Be who you are. It's a lot easier to be who you are and be your authentic self than to pretend to be somebody you're not.
Indeed.
That's a lot of work, you know?
Absolutely. So she had a lot of good messages for us today. She just said, you know, you have to be successful. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. And you have to be willing to try for those opportunities. And that women sometimes are always afraid of that ceiling that, oh, we're the women of the group, we're not as confident. And she goes, men don't ask, they do.
Yeah.
Women need to not ask, they need to go after what
exactly.
they want.
Exactly, oh, good point. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wish I was in there this morning. God, my
we
gosh.
We actually had a lot of guys in there this morning.
Oh, good.
It was really nice to
good.
See. And we had some men asking some questions, and we're wearing pink to support women's leadership,
Very
which I
nice.
Loved.
Mm-hmm.
I took my pink scarf off, but I had it on earlier. And, you know, that's what we want. We want women to start talking about the conversation, but take action. Not just, let's have a conversation, but what are we doing about it, right? We're promoting it. We're bringing mentors in. We're getting other women that can have a voice and getting others that maybe were afraid to ask the question. And that's one of the things she said is women are afraid to ask for mentors. And she goes, how did I get where I got today?
Why? Why are they afraid?
They're afraid to have a conversation. They feel like it's an intimidating conversation. So she said, look in the women that you work with today and who do you value and who do you want to role model after? Those are the people you want to have the discussion with.
Okay.
Because those are the people that will probably be open to saying, I see something in you, you have talent, and I want to bring you along. Because she said, women that are successful have brought other women along with
them. Right.
And she goes, and there might be men in this room that might want to be mentors, they just haven't been asked yet. So ask those men, put the opportunity out there, and have the conversation.
Oh, I like it. Put the opportunity out there, for
Absolutely.
Sure. Hey, so why is PSCU so focused on women's leadership these days? Because you guys are involved in
a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think that one of the reasons that Lynn Heckler and I love it so much is that it's just such an incredible thing to be a part of. We keep talking about it, but the movement is growing. I mean, we've got about almost 3,000 women involved across the U.S., outside the country. But it's really that we're hopefully making a positive impact and a difference. We want to be thought leaders in this space. And we want to give people an opportunity that have never had one before to meet other women, to network. Networking is so important. How do you get anywhere in your career? It's by the relationships that you build. And you don't get those unless you're actually out there having those conversations, attending conferences, going to events. So we like to bring those speakers in and we like to be part of the conversation. We also like to promote the event. So whether it's promoting things with Global Women's, promoting the World Council Conference, those are important to us because it's bringing those people together and it's giving those women that maybe didn't have a face into it or a voice into it, now they have an opportunity to actually be part of it and make a change and make a difference.
Yeah, we've had some pretty incredible speakers. Like you said, some incredible speakers. Obviously, Soledad O'Brien, mentors. Nick Saban, I'm sure he had mentors coming up through his coaching career. Guy Kawasaki, I'm sure he had mentors coming up through his career. So everybody, no matter what level you are, have had that experience. And most successful people have had somebody successful, leading them to their success. So
and I think
very
about
important.
That all the time, even my own professional career. I mean, when I first started out of college, there was a woman that I worked for. I was at the time a teller because I was going to school full time, and that's all I could do. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying to her, "Oh, this is just my college job. It's just my part time job. I'm never going to go into
now. Look where you are."
And 15 plus years later, I mean, this is what I chose to do with my field. I've met all these people, and I've met people even in the credit industry that I worked for at a bank many years ago that were my first mentors that I looked up to.
Wow.
And so I think about that all the time, and I think hopefully we can be that voice, we can make a difference, and I mentor other women too that are kind of afraid to ask the questions that they won't ask their boss, so they'll come to me and we'll have a session and they'll say, "Andrea, I want to do this and this, but I don't know how to get there." I'm like, "Have you asked?"
Yeah.
Some people haven't even taken the, and then I said, if they don't know and they're not aware, how can they make those opportunities available for you?
Yeah.
And so I like to think that all of us have that opportunity. We just have to ask for it. Mm-hmm. If you don't ask for it, you might get left behind.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to be brought to the table and has that opportunity.
I think that's a new breakout session for you guys.
That's a great
don't
idea.
Wait to be asked. No. You got to make that opportunity happen.
There.
All right. So what is, you already said, what is PSEO doing in this area? So what is there anything else to kind of wrap up here? Any other messages that you want to convey for folks out there?
Well, we're excited. We're actually going to participate again with the Global Women's Leadership Network. We're going to go to the World Council of Credit Unions Conference in Singapore.
Oh, Singapore.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Right on.
And we're looking forward to it this year. They're doing a little bit different venue. So last year we had just kind of a women's breakout session. Now we're actually going to be tied up with the young professionals and have a joint session. Which
great move.
Be great because, again, it's young professionals trying to build their career in the credit union space. We're going to have mentoring, leadership time, and a chance for them to meet other executives that they probably haven't even met yet, and partner them up and say, here's some strategies, here's some tools in your toolkit, and we're going to help you get there.
Oh, those two go hand in hand very well. So
I'm super excited about that and to be part of it.
Awesome. Well, we'll hope to see you there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
It was great to see you.
Yeah.